first, Clive Palmer has today announced his party's three senators will enter into an alliance with the new motoring enthusiast Senator Ricky Muir. But how have Palmer and his party so quickly captured support across Australia? Earlier today, I asked political expert Dr. Dean Jench just what the Palmer United presence will mean for the Senate.
What we're talking about is a block of three, that is the Palmer United members, plus one more, making it into a block of four. That is still not sufficient to provide for the Abbott government certainty of getting anything through the Senate. The Abbott government will need at least two more out of the kaleidoscopic constellation of other micro-parties. So certainly the Palmer United Party will have built up its potential power in the Senate, but it hasn't yet reached a point where it holds an absolute balance of power in its own right.
Do you think that the senators, we don't know yet if Clive Palmer himself will be able to take a seat in the House of Representatives, do you think that the senators will be very closely tied to what Clive Palmer's opinion and position is, or do you think that they will have a bit of freedom to make up their own position on certain policies?
Well, that's what the party itself has to decide. Members of the Labor Party are bound totally to agree with the party line and vote with the party line because they've signed a formal pledge that guarantees that they will. The Liberal Party doesn't have any such pledge, but it expects its members to follow a party line. Now, when you come to a group of relative independents like the Palmer Party, then I think it all depends on the attitudes of the members themselves. Do they see themselves as essentially elected because they ran under the banner of Clive Palmer, or do they see themselves as relative independents? And I think it's really a matter of waiting to see just how they're going to behave.
They were very successful at getting votes in the federal election, arguably more than some people would have expected. What was it about Clive Palmer, do you think, that really captured the attention of the voting public? Do you think that it was merely a protest vote, or do you think that there's something about the man himself that really appeals to people?
It's a combination of both. I think the point about the election we just had is the remarkable tendency for a growing proportion of Australians to say that they didn't want either Labor or Liberal. The drift of people away from the two major parties in terms of their first preference vote was very noticeable. It's down now to about 79% of people who voted either for Labor or the Coalition, and that leaves 21%. Over a fifth of the people decided they didn't want either of those two parties. And I think this is part of the explanation for not only the votes that went to the Palmer United Party, but to the votes that went to that whole collection of other minor and micro parties. I think there is a sense of dissatisfaction out there in the electorate with the two major parties. But having said that, there's no question at all that Clive Palmer has a very high profile. He spent an inordinate amount of money in the campaign, and his party and himself was at the forefront of people's attention in all sections of the media for 2 months. So it's not surprising that people who were looking for something different gravitated to the one party and the one person who was in front of their eyes all of the time.
Dr. Dean Jench, Professor of Politics at Flinders University, speaking to me earlier today.